The Tulalip tribe's executive director, John McCoy, says the idea for this tribal city is nothing new.
The tribal leaders back in the 50s had envisioned a business park here, but they didn't have the resources to begin it. So all they could do was plan and think about what they wanted up in this area.
They've named the development Quilceta Village, and now it's a rapidly growing community on the edge of reservation land near a major highway. A Walmart department store and a Home Depot hardware store opened their doors last year, and a bank is on the way, along with many other businesses that serve a typical town. Driving past the big stores, Mr. McCoy points out the community's first business, a small espresso stand operated by a tribal member. That, he says, is what Quilceta Village is all about, giving tribal members and the community an economic base to build on.
Prior to the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act, we had no major funding stream. Back in 1990, about 80-85% of our tribal budget was from federal grants. Today, it's less than 20% of our budget.
Those federal dollars are based on treaties the Tulalips and other tribes signed in 1855 when they ceded land to European settlers. John McCoy says much of what the government promised was never delivered, so the Tulalips have been forced to pursue their own ideas and projects for economic independence. While the tribe did benefit from the Gaming Act of 1988 that allowed it to build and operate a successful casino along the busy Interstate 5 highway, tribal leadership has worked to become a strong economic contributor to the entire local community. Tulalip commercial developments are now one of the area's biggest employers.
The Tulalip tribe, I think, has been very strategic and very savvy in how they've built their economic base. And they're definitely delving into new territories.
Karen Burkholz is with the Washington State Office of Trade and Economic Development.
You look at what they've done along I-5 in terms of the development with Home Depot and such, that's really, you know, groundbreaking territory and a great successful model for a community, be it a tribal or a non-tribal community.
This summer, the tribe broke even more ground when it received a $130 million loan from a group of banks. Only a handful of tribes across the country have received loans as large. The Tulalips will use the money to build Quilceta Village's infrastructure, including a sewage treatment plant, roads, and a new casino. Leo Joynette is with the Bank of America, one of the main lenders.
We've never had to worry about whether or not we were going to be, you know, repaid. It's not many companies that have a plan or a goal that goes out 10 years and actually achieves it, and that's what they've done.
What the tribe wants to do next, though, is raising some eyebrows within the local and state governments. John McCoy says because the Tulalips have built Quilceta Village on tribal land and operated under tribal control, they want to do what any other local community would, collect sales tax from its businesses.
We're putting in all the infrastructure, water lines, sewer lines, roads, traffic lights, street lights, providing law enforcement, fire suppression, emergency medical services. And right now all we're getting is a lease, a land lease. That's all it is. You know, we're not getting any of the profits, we're not getting any of the taxes, so we feel that we should be able to access those taxes.
Sales tax revenue usually supports county and state services that are provided by the tribe in Quilceta Village. Because collecting tribal taxes is an idea that hasn't been tried in Washington before, it has been met cautiously by both state lawmakers and the large chain stores. Mr. McCoy, who won a seat in the legislature November 5th, says he'll bring up the issue during the next session in January. 10 years ago, the Tulalip Casino helped reduce the tribe's dependence on federal money. Tribal leader John McCoy says the authority to collect sales tax could help the Tulalips win total economic independence. For Coast to Coast, I'm Jason Parr in Seattle.